listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's get some wisdom from Jesus as to what we should look for first. I'm going to read to you from Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 31. This is a portion from Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 31. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Now, in this section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus finished dealing with the theme of how we should regard material things. He summarized his thought with a simple statement, "Therefore, do not worry." With this, Jesus invited us to know a freedom from the worry and anxiety that comes from undue concern about material things. The great old Bible commentator Matthew Henry knew this kind of freedom. After being robbed, he thought about all that he had to thank God about, even in the robbery, even though the thief took everything he had. This is what Matthew Henry said. "Lord, I thank you that I have never been robbed before, that although they took my money, they spared my life, that although they took everything, it wasn't very much, that I was the one who was robbed, not I who robbed." Now, back to Matthew chapter 6, Jesus then explained why we should live our lives to answer the questions, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? You see, we should live a higher life than those concerns, because after all these things the Gentiles or the pagans seek after. Jesus contrasted the life of those who do not know God and are separated from him with the life of those who do know God and receive his loving care. Those who know God should seek after things higher than merely material things. Now, for those who know God, this should be their priority. But seek first the kingdom of God. This must be the rule of our life when ordering our priorities. Yet it is wrong to think that this is just another priority that we should add somewhere onto our list of priorities, well, indeed making sure that it's up at the top of the list. No, instead, in everything we do, we seek first the kingdom of God. For example, we rarely have to choose between honoring God and loving our wife or being good workers. We honor God and seek first the kingdom of God by being good husbands and good workers. We should also remember this statement in its immediate context. Jesus reminds us that our physical well-being is not a worthy enough object to devote our entire lives to. If you think it is worthy, then your God is mammon. Your life is cursed with worry, and you live too much like an animal, concerned mostly with physical needs. Yet we notice that Jesus didn't just tell us to stop worrying. He also told us to replace worry with a concern for the kingdom of God. A habit or a passion can only be given up for a greater habit or passion. Now, for those who do this, there's a precious promise. And all these things shall be added to you. If you put God's kingdom first and do not think that your physical well-being is a worthy enough thing to live your life for, then you may enjoy all these things that Jesus promises. He promises heavenly treasure, rest in divine provision, and fulfillment of God's highest purpose for man. That is fellowship with God, being part of His kingdom. Jesus concluded this section of the Sermon on the Mount with some good common sense. He told us, do not worry about tomorrow. Friends, if you must worry, then worry only for the things of today. Most of our worry is over things that we have absolutely no control over anyway, and therefore it's foolish as well as being harmful. Wisely, Jesus told us, sufficient for the day is its own trouble. This reminds us of the importance of living for the present day. Now, it isn't wrong to remember the past or to plan for the future. To some degree, both of those are good. Yet it is easy to become too focused on either the past or the future and let the day and its own trouble to be ignored. God wants us to remember the past, to plan for the future, but to live in the present. We need to come back to the choice to seek first the kingdom of God. This is the fundamental choice everyone makes when they first repent and are converted. Yet every day after that, our Christian life will either reinforce that decision or deny it. Which will you do today?
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.